Good morning. Welcome to our annual Youth-Led Graduate Recognition Sunday. We especially want to welcome visitors. May God be glorified as we celebrate our graduates and the accomplishments of Sudley Church over the last years. There are lots of announcements, so be sure to read your bulletins and sign the attendance sheet. Youth, don't forget that our summer kickoff pool party is this afternoon at 2 p.m. Details in the bulletin.
Will all the children come to the front, please?
Good morning, everyone. First, we're going to start with a Bible message.
Verse.
I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
Witness, you want me to tell someone about God? You want me to help someone be saved? I can't do that. Are you crazy? I'm just a kid. It's too much.
All right, calm down, kid. You don't have to do it all by yourself. Witnessing and helping people get saved is a team effort.
Maybe you plant the seed by just living your life for Christ. Maybe someone else waters it by sharing the Bible verse with the same person. But only God can bring a person to himself.
Sometimes you might be the seed planter. Sometimes you might be the water girl. The point is, you are willing to do what God wants you to do.
You are young, but don't let anyone treat you as if you're not important. Be an example to show believers how they should live. Show them by what you say, by the way you live, by your love, by your faith, and by your pure life.
Okay, will you all please bow your heads? Dear God, when I see that witnessing is a team effort, that makes it easier. Please help me to take the opportunities that you give me. Amen.
Amen.
Creator God, we thank you so much for this gathering of your people and for this opportunity to worship you. You have blessed your church with so much, Lord, and we thank you. You have heard our prayers, both the spoken and unspoken ones, in our hearts. We know your answer every prayer, and we thank you for hearing us. Now we ask that you fill the sanctuary with your Holy Spirit. Lift up our speakers and fill their mouths with your words. Let this morning be a spiritual event for all who are present. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory.
Having confirmation, what a wonderful and joyful occasion it is. So I invite all the confirmants and also the mentors, would you come forward? Congregation, would you join me in page 33? Before that, let me introduce to you our confirmants. There's Michael, Tyler Michael, his mentor David McKibbe, John, and his mentor Craig, Colby and his mentor Todd, Mandy and her mentor Cindy, Helena and her mentor Dawn, Emily and Andrea, Jonah, Fred, Danny, and because of Tom's passing, John, he took up the mantle and finished it and completing. So thank you so much, Tommy and Doug, they are here. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant cleared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's Holy Church. Members of the congregation and friend family, I present to you these 9 wonderful young men and women of Sudley Church as confirmation candidate. 3 questions that I'd like to ask you according to the discipline and also our tradition. I want you to answer with I do very clearly. First, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Let me try again. I want to hear it clearly, I do. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Thank you. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Now would you turn around to the altar and Deb help me with the water? And I want you to confirm and kneel at the altar as a sign of your submission and surrender your life to Christ, making your covenant that you'll be following Christ as your Savior and Lord for all the days of your life. Would you kneel if you are able? Let me pray over this water. Oh God, when nothing but chaos existed in the beginning of the world, you created the whole world. And then there was water. When your children were slaves in Egypt, through the water of the Red Sea, you redeemed them and led them into your promised land. In due time, you sent your Son Jesus Christ through the water of his mother and mother's womb. And then this Jesus was baptized, and there was a voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Lord, here are the nine of our precious sons and daughters before you, knelt before you, giving their heart to you, saying, "Lord, I'll follow you. You are my Savior and Lord. Always you will be the first in my heart, my thoughts, and my actions, and my choices." Pour out your Holy Spirit on this water as they will renew their baptismal vow to follow you and live as your children, will be using their gift from the Holy Spirit to honor you. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. Danny, remember your baptism and be thankful. And remember this day of your confirmation. Live each and every day as Christ's follower. Amen. Jonah, remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember this day of your confirmation and live each and every day as Christ's follower. Amen. Tommy, remember your baptism and be thankful. And remember this day of your confirmation in this wonderful congregation. Live each and every day as Christ's follower. Amen. And when we remember this day, and remember your baptism and be thankful. This is holy day of your confirmation. And you follow Jesus Christ every day in every of your decision. Amen. And then I remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember this holy day of your confirmation. With the help of the Holy Spirit, live each and every day as Christ's follower. Amen. Mandy, remember your baptism and be thankful. And remember this holy day of your confirmation. Seek to live with Christ each and every day as His precious daughter and follower. Amen. Paul, you remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember that you're Christ's precious child. Remember this holy day of confirmation and live each and every day as Christ's follower. Amen. John, remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember this holy day of your confirmation. In everything you do, seek to live as Christ's follower. Amen. Teller, remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember this holy day of your confirmation. And live each and every day as Christ's followers, putting Him first in everything you do. Amen. Members of congregation, would you turn your hymnal, page 38. Members of the household of God, I commend these precious young men and women to your love and care. They are our sons and daughters of this congregation. So do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love together. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. You may rise. We want to thank them for your time, for your love and your attention. Remember your compliments and support them, not only till this day, but throughout their lives. And journey with them and support them in all their lives. Dear members of Southerly Church and friends, would you welcome these wonderful young men and women and express their thanks unto you. You may be seated. Thank you.
Our first guest speaker this morning is Travis Angerman. He has chosen three scripture passages for his text. These will be projected on the wall, or you can read along from your pew Bible. The first verse is Psalm 86:13. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Then we have Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 3, verses 23 to 25a, and chapter 8, verse 28. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement, though through the shedding of His blood, to be received by faith. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This is the word of God for the people of God.
I normally don't stand in front of a podium and talk to people. I tend to hide behind any instrument I can find. But instruments can't use words, so here I am. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that things aren't always perfect. They aren't always fine and dandy. The second point, though, is that no matter what happens, God does have a plan. And then the third point is just the fact that God's love for us really is amazing. In regards to the first point, with things not always being perfect, this past year has been pretty rough for me. Being a senior, it's always going to be rough because you got to do all the college things, which is in and of itself a huge ordeal. Writing all the essays, applying, then waiting for months, hoping you'll get at least a letter that says something. But in addition to that, I've also been to four funerals, two of which were for kids my age, and two of which were for very close friends or family. So the first one was for my friend Mark, who was 19 years old, was riding his bike to class, and he got hit by a car. I found out about it when I got home from school, and within 30 minutes of me finding out about it, he was gone. So I had to go to his funeral. No one really wants to go to a funeral for a 19-year-old kid. And the second one was for my friend Peyton, who was 17 years old. She was a senior like me, going through all the struggles of senior life. Apparently, she had also been dealing with bullying issues, and she hid that very well from everyone. And she ended up taking her own life. And so I had to go to that service as well. Another thing you don't want to go to. And then my uncle, David, in his 40s, maybe 50, diagnosed with cancer, and within a couple months was gone. Fourth one was Tommy Thompson, as I'm sure most of you know. He was also even quicker. Very suddenly, he also passed. So we had to go to his as well. And just, it's been hard. It was a really hard year for me, personally. It's not like I'm a stranger to hard years, but it was a harder year than normal. Through my past experiences, I've kind of realized that you can always find a silver lining in anything. It might take a while, it might not take any time at all, but there will always be a silver lining. God always finds a way to let His plan shine through. For example, with Mark, although I wouldn't wish for something like this to happen to someone, for me to come to a personal realization, what happened to him helped me really realize how precious life truly is. And you kind of know that and you hear about it all the time, but you don't really know it until it's staring you in the face. That was really important for me. Beginning of senior year, I kind of needed to know that. Peyton, her family, was through what happened they've been able to create a foundation, try to help put an end to bullying and have a better, well-spread and well-known support system in place for those who are struggling with bullying or depression or anything of the sort. And they could end up saving tens of, if not hundreds of lives. It's things like that. Like, you have to make sure that you really are looking for the silver lining, because you could choose to not look for it, which is fine. Sometimes we need that, but eventually there will be a silver lining if you haven't found it yet. You just have to keep waiting and keep praying and keep hopeful. That kind of brings me to the third final point, that of God's love and the fact that He truly does love us and He's always there. No matter what we do, or no matter what we say, no matter what we think, God will always love us. And that is amazing. It's incredible. Like, there's no reason why God should love me, at least. And it's helpful to remember that. I don't have any words left on my paper. So, yeah. Thank you.
Our second graduate speaker is Sierra, and she has selected Romans 12, 9 through 18 as her text. These will also be projected on the wall for you to read along, or you can read it from your Bible. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Preserve in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is to be what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Hello, everyone. So hopefully y'all know that Travis and others and I are now graduates. Are y'all scared? I know I am. Apart from walking across the stage at Jiffy Lube and saying my farewells, on graduation night, I was told a story that had really changed me. Now, my mom had given me a special graduation gift. It was this rock. Now, when she gave it to me, I straight up looked at the woman and I was like, you are crazy. Thank you for the pet rock. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But there's a meaning behind this rock. She said, if I take this rock and I throw it, doesn't matter where it lands or how far it goes, as long as it impacts the earth, and having it impact earth, that it was like a symbol of myself impacting the world. And with the strength and love of God to help and support me, I would have the power to do anything on this earth. That got me thinking. People in our lives throw their own stones and have impacted our heart. Now it's our turn to take our own stone and impact the lives of others with it, so that we don't just leave, but rather leave something behind, a legacy. The fact is, everything that has breath in this world has some impact on some level or another. Most people, when asked the question, how do you believe you impact the world, often say things like, I want to make a difference, or I want to be remembered as caring, or I want to help to find a cure for cancer. But even more down-to-earth goals like, I want people to remember how crazy my laugh was, or my sense of humor. Most people want to make a positive impact while they are here. The question is how? How can I make a positive impact? How can I leave a legacy that lasts long after I have left this town, or even this world? I think Paul gave us the answer clearly in his letter to Romans. Love honestly. Hate what is evil and hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Don't do just the bare minimum, but do your best in everything you do. Be passionate even, because everything you do, you're doing it for the Lord. Rejoice in hopeful times. Be patient in times of suffering. Don't give up, but pray when things seem hopeless. Remember who is in charge. Contribute to those who are doing God's work. Be friendly and hospitable to strangers. Bless the people who drive you crazy. Be there for each other in times of joy and sorrow. Live in harmony with each other. And the way to do that? Whenever it is possible, live in peace with everyone. Even though Paul's words were not original, since he borrowed them from Jesus at the Mount, the words that he has laid out for us are not easy. I know, because I struggle with about half of the things that he has put down. Like being patient while suffering, or blessing those who make me want to slam my head against the door repeatedly. But I believe that if we follow Paul's steps, by offering love and seeking peace, we will be transformed into the person that Christ intends us to be. And the legacy that we will leave as Christ's disciples will be the one that lasts. Now, I'd like you to take a rock, carry it around, or leave it someplace where you'll see it every day. Let it be a reminder that everything you do, everywhere you go, you are going to make an impact. Now, I'd like to leave with one question in your minds. What kind of impact do you want to make? Thank you.
Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.